Welcome to Life Words Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Samuel chapter 25, where we are witnessing a wife plead for the life of her husband who has offended and insulted David. And in the heart of this wife's speech to David, she says in verse 26, "Now then, my Lord, as the Lord lives, and as your soul lives, because the Lord has restrained you from blood guilt and from saving with your own hand." Abigail goes on to talk, but I want you to notice David's response to Abigail's speech, that in the very heart of it, David says in verse 34, "For as surely as the Lord lives, who has restrained me from hurting you." So because of Abigail's intervention, because of her obedience, because of her being an instrument in the plan of God, David was able to recognize the providence of God restraining him from committing sin. Abigail's intervention was God's providence because what she said lined up with God's word. If David had continued in the path that he was going down, it would have been sin. But isn't that what Abigail's husband, Nabal, deserves? Isn't this a just retribution that David wanted to dole out? It seems the male servant that came to Abigail thought this was within the norm of the culture of that day. But that's just it. Just because it's within the norm of cultural settings doesn't necessarily mean it's right for those who are devoted to the Lord. The sin David was on the verge of committing was in taking vengeance into his own hands. How much time could we keep from wasting if we stopped worrying about what others deserve and how we are going to give it to them? Now, I know what you may be thinking. You may be thinking, but Cliff, if we live in a world with twisted justice, then all we have is chaos. So what you are saying here just doesn't really make sense. And I agree with you that a world without justice leads to chaos. I'm not suggesting a world or a land without justice. I'm suggesting letting the God-ordained means of justice and judgment hold their place and that we respect those so far as the Bible allows us. And I'm not just talking about government. I'm also talking about biblical institutions such as the church. How much authority does the church have in your life? Or is the church just a place that offers worship services and special events for you and your family? No, you see, we're not talking about abandoning justice and just waiting until the other side of death for God to dole out the vengeance. When we take matters into our own hands with no self-control, we are saying that God is not able and will not do as good of a job at administering justice as I can do in this moment. So, what is your initial reaction when you are wronged, when you are slighted, when you are taken advantage of? Do you lose your mind? Do you begin planning ways to avenge yourself? Be careful, believer, that you do not overstep your area of responsibility. As you pray today, please remember Reginald Acuna and his family, our national changemaker missionaries in Paraguay. And also remember the Kamanda Lifeword broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.